please help the new show now. After more than 13 years, this podcast will cease to exist after September 30 without your support. Please donate now at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 16th of September, 2021. Here comes the best technology news. Mind you, most of it's Apple. Now we got it coming your way right now in about 5 minutes.
Thank you.
We already know what Tim has to say. And being the fact that we want to do more than just Apple news in today's show, well, let's get going. We all know Apple had their California streaming event the other day, and of course, we got some new Apple gear. First up, of course, was the new iPads. Now, the new, cheaper iPad actually now has a 20% faster CPU. In fact, Apple said that it's even faster than the Chromebook. Apparently, Apple thinks people just say, oh, do I want a Chromebook or want an iPad? Well, with the new version of the iPad, there's a new 12-megapixel front-facing camera on it, probably because a lot of us are doing video calls nowadays. Plus 64 gigabytes of storage, that's up from 32, at least at the starting storage. Nice to see, though, same starting price as the previous model at $329. Now, the iPad that really got a makeover was the Mini. In fact, it kind of looks like the iPad Air, just with flat edge sides. There's a new power button built right into the fingerprint scanner for Touch ID, of course. Plus, there's a new USB-C port at the bottom, plus that better display now with 500 nits peak brightness. Starting price is $499 for the 64-gigabyte Wi-Fi model, but if you need LTE/5G, starting price there, $649. Now, I was a bit surprised to see this one, the Series Watch 7. We thought maybe it'd be there, but we've also heard about manufacturing difficulties. Well, no glass fell out, at least during the presentation for this one, and what we see is a bigger and beefier watch, with a size of 41 millimeters or the 45 millimeters. Yes, 1 millimeter increase in size. Plus, those bezels, like we've heard, have been slimmed down, meaning, yes, we've got more screen area. It does have the new S7 chip inside the new watch. Unfortunately, though, battery life, it's unchanged. But you can still get about 18 hours. Most of the watch, though, focuses on WatchOS 8. Yes, all of that OS on top of that hardware. That's where the difference really takes off. Now, the new Series 7 watch starts at $399. But if you're looking to save a little bit of cash, the SE model comes in at $279. And of course, finally, that brings us on to what everybody thought was going to be unveiled, and that was the new iPhone 13. In fact, the iPhone 13, the 13 Mini, the 13 Pro, and the 13 Pro Max, where most of the focus definitely was on the cameras. The iPhone 13 and the 13 Mini got improved dual lenses, which are now actually arranged diagonally. And it features a 12-megapixel main camera and a 12-megapixel ultra-wide camera. Apple said also that both phones will have improved battery life, in fact, up to 1.5 additional hours. Of course, there was also the iPhone 13 Pro and the Pro Max, the Pro being a 6.1-inch and the Max being that 6.7-inch screen. And both phones do have a new silky fresh screen as well, that silky fresh being 120Hz refresh rate. The Pros also have a 5-core GPU, unlike the iPhone 13 and 13 Mini, which only have a 4-core, meaning Apple says you're going to get about 50% faster graphics than the competition. As far as pricing goes, $699 for 128GB of storage. Yes, that's the starting storage now, thank goodness. That would be for the Mini, $799 for the iPhone 13. The Pro starts at $999, while the Pro Max starts at $1,099. All right, moving over to Microsoft from Apple now. Microsoft saying you don't need a password anymore. That's right, Microsoft says everyone can remove their password from their Microsoft account. I know, I'm still there. What? Huh? Now, this won't be a surprise to enterprise users out there. It was actually unveiled earlier this year to them. They knew Microsoft had plans to remove the password from enterprise accounts completely. So, if you don't need a password anymore, what does it mean? Well, you'll actually still have a password, you just don't have to remember it. Now, you'll be able to use Microsoft's Authenticator app, Windows Hello, which is a security key or SMS email codes. From there, you'll be able to sign into services like Outlook, OneDrive, Microsoft Family, and even Xbox Series X and S without a password. Now, this feature, still coming, more than likely it's going to be fully unveiled with the launch of Windows 11 October 5th. No word yet, though, if you can actually refuse to use the option. Some people just like the old-fashioned way. I know my password, and that's the way it is. We'll have to wait to see if Microsoft also feels the same. And finally, speaking of finally, how long did this take? I mean, years. I mean, I think this thing took years. Well, in any case, Nintendo Switch, finally, Bluetooth audio. Meaning you can now finally use wireless headphones and earbuds with your Nintendo Switch. Funny enough, though, they didn't make a big announcement about this. I guess Nintendo wanted to keep a quiet thing, and this probably should have been there long ago. Now, mind you, the new feature only works with devices for audio output only, and doesn't support microphone input via Bluetooth. Yes, you heard that correctly. You can also only pair your Switch with two controllers at once while you're using the Bluetooth audio. So meaning if you want to get into eight-player battle with friends, you're going to have to disconnect your device first before you start that. Also, you can't use wireless headphones or earphones when you play local wireless multiplayer games because Switch will automatically cut your connection. So really, we kind of got Bluetooth and headaches at the same time. Thanks, Nintendo. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. We need your support for the news show. We're running out of time. Today is the 16th. That means 2 weeks to go before the new show goes off the air completely. So please, if you love this show, please donate now. BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions. Check out our official website, too, while you're there, British Tech Network, for all the other BTN shows. Also, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our community at our Slack room by going to BritishTech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up in the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have yourself a great Thursday, and thank you as always for listening.